What's good,
Hello.
guys? Today, as we're getting closer to draft season, some scouting reports on some of the players to look forward to in the upcoming draft. These are not all day one guys. We'll sprinkle some in throughout this little series that we're doing. This is kind of to shine light on some of the mid-round picks that you may not know about that can make a serious impact year one.
All right, we each have three players. We're gonna explain how we did research on all of them. We're gonna explain their best fit, what we think about them, and player comparisons and what round we think they're gonna go. Would you like to go first, Andrew, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right.
So the first player I was looking at, really intriguing player. I got Ronnie Perkins, edge from Oklahoma, 6'3", 251. If you've ever seen the guy play, you'd be surprised that he's only 251, because man, is he powerful. He's got a really good bull rush, and his go-to moves are a snatch and pull and a club rip are his best moves. But one thing that I noticed while watching his film was when those first couple moves aren't there, either just going right through the guy or those moves that I just mentioned, he doesn't really have a counter to that. So that's kind of concerning, but that's something you can definitely fix. It's like a point guard in basketball. You don't have, a move that you have a specific move that you're just really good at. So you can develop a counter. And so that doesn't really, make me nervous about drafting him. But he's good in run defense, because he's a big body, super powerful, as I mentioned. So he plays the run well, and he's very versatile, as he can play. He's played stand up in the past, and he also has played with his hand in the dirt, so that allows him to fit a 3-4 and a 4-3. And he's got a really, really good motor. Never gives up on the play. One red flag is he can be undisciplined on like run options and read options, as we've seen kind of take over the NFL in the past couple years. So that's that's something that you can always work on. But discipline is definitely something that he'll need to work on. For grade, I have a second round grade on him. It's possible he could sneak into the late first. I don't see that happening. And it's possible he could fall a second round, but no way he makes it to day three. For his comp, I'd say his play style reminds me of Pernell McPhee and Ziggy Ansah, two of the older guys now. Pernell McPhee played for the Ravens this past year. And it reminds me a lot of him. For the fits, I would say the Bucks are a really good fit, especially because Jason Pierre-Paul might be on his way out. So I think he could be a good replacement. I think the Seahawks are also a good fit with that 4-3. I'd say the Ravens in a 3-4, as they need a lot of pass rush. And I'd also put in the Cowboys because I think he'd fit that scheme fairly well.
All right, next up, I got the safety slash linebacker out of Florida State, Hamsah Nasir al-Din. Now, this man, he is just an animal at it. He is 6'4", 222, 220, sorry, playing safety. Now, after watching his film, I saw a lot of good things out of him. He's a good run stopper from depth. He can come down and stop the run, which I really do like from him. It's harder to find safeties who will be playing in that deep third who can also stop the run as well as he can. He can run the passer if needed. So when he does come down to linebacker and they do send the and FSU would send the blitz, he would get to the quarterback. That's not his strength though. It's just another addition to him. His coverage is good, but the one thing that is wrong with him that we did see in the Senior Bowl in the one-on-ones is his man defense is iffy. Like, it's all right, but he will get toasted by a few people. But then again, he is also a safety, so man shouldn't be his best, but one thing to improve on is that, as I said earlier, he played that deep third safety very well. And after watching his game film from, was it 2019 against Clemson, he developed really well. In that game, he was missing tackles left and right. He would come down, try and stop the run, and would get shook. This year, very different person. You see this side of him who doesn't miss tackles. He comes down, helps on the run, stops him in the backfield. Very good at that. Lastly, one thing that I did see is he has a very good punch. If when there's a ball carrier, you punch out the ball, peanut punch, very good at making that. Getting turnovers in the NFL is really important. And if you can have someone who can force fumbles like Hamza Nasir-al-Din, it will be really helpful for your team. Two good fits I found for him were the Ravens and Niners. The Ravens always add these all different types of blitzes out of their 3-4. And if they need some safety to come down, roll down, play the flats, maybe the middle, or maybe even blitz, Hamza Nasir-al-Din will be a perfect pick. Chuck Clark didn't play the best this year, and he could really do a good replacement. And the 49ers could have him there. 49ers secondary took a very big hit with everyone leaving all their corners and safeties. If they can get Hamza Nasir-al-Din, that could really help out their defense and bring it back to what it was 2 years ago. My comparisons in the NFL are Jeremy Chinn. We saw how good he did for Carolina, kind of playing that run-stopping linebacker safety mix, and Derwin James, how that even though he hasn't played for a year or two, he still dominated when he was playing.
Yeah, I agree with that. And another player that kind of reminds me of Hamza Nasir-al-Din is actually in the same draft as this one. Jabril Cox from LSU. I think they're very similar players.
Linebacker?
Yeah, but he's a former safety, so.
The thing is with him, yeah, like LSU, usually they're drafting all these, like, they have usually all these fast linebackers who are a little smaller. Like, they have Patrick Queen, Devin White. Jabril Cox is different. He's 6'4", playing that linebacker, is in a bigger body. He's going to be a big difference in this league, and he's going to put his impact in wherever he gets drafted.
Yeah. My next prospect was a guy that I'm really high on, Elijah Moore, wide receiver. Ole Miss, 5'9", 184. He can play in the slot, and he can play out wide. If I'm drafting him, I'd want to play in the slot. I want him to play in the slot because of different ways you can utilize him. Elite agility and quickness. He's a decent route runner. He could, you know, that kind of needs to get polished a little bit more, but he's got a great release. And whenever he touches the ball, he's a threat to score. That's very valuable in the NFL because you can get, you know, it makes defenses game plan for him. And he actually does catch well in traffic, very well in traffic for a 5'9 guy, which is pretty impressive. I could see, so I have a late first round grade on him. I think he could go early second. My comp is Deontay Johnson. He has a little bit better hands than Deontay Johnson, so I wouldn't be worried about the drop problems, but just the speed that they both showcase. Deontay Johnson is probably a little bit of a better route runner now, but Elijah Moore can easily, you know, reach where Deontay Johnson's at right now, because Elijah Moore has shown flashes of potential and, you know, being able to become a great route runner in the NFL. My favorite fits for him are the Packers. I could see them drafting him at 30. I'd say the Cardinals. I think the highest he goes in this draft would be 16 of the Cardinals. I don't think that would happen. It would honestly shock me, but I really like the fit. So if they wanted to pull the trigger, you know, I think it would be a really good fit. Or they could hope he falls to them in the second round, and I wouldn't be surprised by that either. But I really like the fit, as both teams have a number one receiver. Now they just need a deep threat to be able to stretch the field for the Packers. You know, they have Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who had some drop issues, and, you know, Aaron, just keep putting weapons around Aaron Rodgers if you're trying to really make a run. And then I'd also throw in the Patriots, as they need a guy who can create separation, as Elijah Moore is just really good at that. I feel like Bill Belichick in that offense would be able to utilize him very, very well. And Elijah Moore could definitely be a threat for the opposing defenses on the Patriots. And then another team I'd throw in is the Dolphins. Again, just because the Dolphins are in need of a speedy slot receiver like Elijah Moore, and I feel like he would help to develop.
All right, for my second person, I have a O lineman, Quinn Meaners, out of what is it, Wisconsin? I'm sorry, I can't
Wisconsin
pronounce it.
Whitewater.
Sorry, Wisconsin Whitewater, D3. But let me tell you, this kid, he's a beast. I after watch all of his highlights are just pancakes after pancakes, laying people on their ass. Whenever he pulls, it's very fun to watch. He has great hand placement. He puts his hands on him, pushes him down. Great to watch. He's very good at pulling, for being a guard and pulling in the NFL. Even though it's gone to more of a passing league, teams that still run the ball would really appreciate someone like him on their team. He is good. He is pretty fast for a guard. He doesn't have like extreme speed, but he has fast enough speed to get to the linebackers and get to that second level, and not be, outrun by. Outrun by linebackers just going around him. And he has really great strength. As I've seen in his highlights, he just knocks people on their ass constantly. And my comparison would be no one else other than Quentin Nelson, beast guard for the Colts. And a team I would like him to go to, well, I have three of them. I want him to go to the Seahawks. We talked to Pete Carroll. We didn't talk to
I wish we talked
Pete
to Pete Carroll.
Carroll. I wish, yeah, we could. Pete Carroll was saying, "Oh, we need to start running the ball more. We need to get protection for Russell Wilson." But Quinn Meaners is the best way to go. If you can get a good guard to pull and help you get that edge on the outside, or even on the inside, just getting push, that will help solidate your run game in that disgusting O line that they have over there. It's absolutely atrocious that Russell's still on the team. And I would also like him to go to I would also like to see him go to the 49ers. 49ers run scheme, where they have a vertical run, is very good. If how they run their offense, they're losing some O linemen this year, Trent Williams, some other players. If they can put Quinn Meaners at guard and get him to pull and kind of have all those speedy running backs kind of find a gap behind the line, it's going to help them a lot. Last team I have is Bengals. Bengals O-line has been atrocious for a while now. They've tried drafting. They got Jonah Williams a couple years ago. They got Joe Burrow this last year. So now they need to protect him and keep him up, and also while protecting Joe Mixon and getting him positive yardage. And Quinn Meaners can really help with that.
Yeah, my last player that I did some scouting on is none other than Terrace Marshall, wide receiver from LSU, big body, 6'4". And that's what he specializes in, big body catches down the field. One thing that concerns me is he can be a sloppy route runner at times. Watching his film, I know he didn't have the best quarterback play this past year at LSU, but just watching him run some slant routes and some post routes, he really struggled to really plant the outside foot and get inside leverage on his defender, which Miles Brennan would just throw it up and Terrace Marshall would just go and make an insane catch. But against very talented corners, that's not going to be the case in the NFL. So he definitely needs to improve on his route running, especially those in-breaking routes. That's going to be very important to his development, and if he is going to be able to become a big time player at the NFL level. As I mentioned, though, incredible ball skills. Just goes up and gets the ball in midair. It would be, very valuable to quarterbacks in the NFL. He had through 7 games, he had over 700 yards and 10 touchdowns, which is absolutely absurd. And he has fairly good speed too for a guy his size. I have a late first round grade and early second on him. So he'll probably fall anywhere from 27 from the Ravens to I don't think he falls past I'd say I don't think he falls past the Dolphins in the second round, honestly. My comparison for Terrace Marshall is Mike Williams, wide receiver from the Chargers, who really shined this year with quarterback Justin Herbert, who was just throwing the ball, diamond and dealing down the field. And it really worked. Mike Williams was a great security blanket for Justin Herbert because he could just throw it up and he knew that Mike Williams would go up and get it. I think Terrace Marshall can be the same player. My best fits for Terrace Marshall are the Chiefs. I could see him. I could see them getting Terrace Marshall late in that for in the first round, and I think it'd be a fairly good fit because the Chiefs don't really have a big body receiver. They have Kelce, but other than that, Sammy Watkins could be on his way out. You know, they need someone to fill that role. I could see him going to the Ravens with a quarterback, you know, Lamar Jackson, who doesn't have a big body receiver. Every receiver's under 6 feet on their roster, other than Miles Boykin. But, you know, I think it'd be really interesting to see what happens if he would go there and the development that Lamar could take. But I don't know. I think that'd be a pretty good fit. And then the last team I have for Terrace Marshall is none other than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think this would be a very, very good fit for both parties, as Chris Godwin might be on his way out the door. I don't think so, but Antonio Brown might not come back, and Terrace Marshall could be the guy to take over that Tyler Johnson role. Tyler Johnson had a few key drops in the playoffs, but overall great upside. But Terrace Marshall, you know, you're getting, you know, the Bucs don't have a lot to improve on, but you're getting what he is, what Tyler Johnson is right now, and much more. So I think that would be a pretty good fit, as Brady has another guy to just throw it up to and just more weapons. And there's no reason why, see, they can't repeat with a guy like Terrace Marshall in the first round.
If I were the Chiefs, I would go defense, but after their defensive play, but that may just be
Yeah, but
me.
they also scored 9 points,
My last
so they didn't have a lot of
person.
offense either.
I mean, they're gonna have Tyreek Hill,
I'd be looking to
Kelce,
get
and
Elijah or
Mahomes, who can
Tucker
always create.
with some of the Chiefs, but that's just me.
Right. With my last person, I have Kadarius Toney. Watching this guy was just fun to watch. I watched his film versus Alabama. Oh my God, he played well over a second. Number one ranked team. He had 8 receptions, 153 yards, and a touchdown. Kadarius Toney is a special player. He's really good at what he does. He's a great receiver. He has elite speed. His hands, as we saw in the Senior Bowl, could get some work. Need some work there. He does create separation well. He has great vision. Florida used him in the slot. They used him in motion. They even put him in the backfield, taking a handoff. Great running back vision out of Kadarius Toney. He could be a running back, but he is a wide receiver. He can kind of flex in there. He even did play
Kadarius
right
Toney is
next
a
to
running
Kyle
back, not
Trask.
a wide receiver.
All right.
Kadarius Toney slander's for
All
real.
right, yeah, the slander is real. My comparison to him, he is a dollar store Tyreek Hill. He would fit in that Chiefs offense very well, but that is not what they need. They do not need more speedy receivers like Tyreek and Mecole Hardman. The best fit for him is I could see four teams taking him that would fit well. The Patriots, they need someone to create separation, you know, get open on them third downs, and I think they would appreciate someone who they can motion and do all this trickery with in motion and give him the ball and just let him create, and even a kick returner too. Another team that would be good is the Packers. After Davante Adams had a great season last year, teams are going to start doubling him even more and more. If they could get another receiver just to kind of get all that pressure off of Davante Adams, that could really help them out and get their offense even better than it was last season. The other fit I have is the Washington football team. Terry McLaurin was doubled so much last year. He had a terrible quarterback. Well, not he had an all right quarterback, and he was getting doubled, and he put up those numbers. Imagine if he had someone else to put the pressure off, take the pressure off him, and a quarterback to help him out. He's gonna do really well in this league. And with Kadarius Toney there, he could help him out getting him separation on the other side or even in the slot when Terry McLaurin's going to be on the outside. Now, this is a sleeper place for Kadarius Toney to go, but I would love to see it. The 49ers love using their wide receivers in motions, in handoffs, all this shenanigans and stuff to help their vertical run. With Kadarius Toney there, he could pick up that spot that they were so well at utilizing them out of the backfield, in motion, all that. Kadarius Toney would slip into that spot after they are losing so many receivers. Not so many, but they're losing some key receivers. Him, Ayuk, and Debo. Debo's still on the team, right? Yeah. Debo Samuel would be a great trio to do all the motion and revamp that offense that had some trouble
I'd just
last
like
year.
to add a little tidbit about Kadarius Toney. The first time I learned about this dude, I turned on television and he's fielding a punt. He catches it like the 46, 48 on the left side of the field. He runs all the way to the right side of the field and outruns every single player on the football field for a touchdown on a punt return. I was like, wow, this dude is dangerous. But yeah, it was just
That boy
crazy.
a
He
speedster
outran
to
all
the
21
crib.
other players on the field, and it was just nuts.
He's just fast. Speed kills in the NFL. And if you can get someone like that on your team, everything is endless. You can do whatever. So many possibilities. All right. Guys, I hope you enjoyed our draft review of players. If you guys want us to do any more players, DM us on Instagram. We do have the Instagram open. We'll receive it and we can help you guys out. Whatever you guys want it on, we got it. And we'll keep doing these. If you guys want us to do more mock drafts, we will definitely do some because there are so many different possibilities of how this
We could
draft
do
could
mock
go.
drafts with
This is going to be a
trades.
really
We could
fun
do mock
draft.
drafts for
Yeah.
specific teams. Anything you guys want.
Seven round mock drafts. I would be down for doing like a round of
Oh
podcasts,
yeah,
like
for sure.
second
We'd
round,
have
seventh
to.
round would be
Yeah,
fun.
no. The week leading up to the draft, we'll do like 7 round
Every
or
day is a
something.
live
Yeah,
stream.
or at least a third.
Full
We gotta
live
get in
stream
at
of a
least a third
seven round
round.
mock
At least a
draft.
third round.
I would like to do us at least one time each round of them of
Yeah.
the draft. That would be
All
fun.
right. Thank you guys for listening.
All right, guys, have a
We'll
good
be
one.
back later in the week with another episode. Peace.